in the studio right now. We want to welcome back to the point. Happy to see Miss Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. It is time for our positive points on aging. And Brian, she came
bearing
and
gifts.
Delivered. Yes, National Pancake Day today. And Miss Karen stopped and got pancakes for you and made you happy. So made me happy, too.
I was going to say, I got them for you,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. So thank you.
I have to keep you guys fed.
Well, yeah, because we're both clearly, you could tell that we're both struggling
to handle that
issue.
Understand.
Yeah.
Completely.
But no, thank you for your generosity and your kindness. We appreciate that. And
I haven't been here for a while. So
it's been
be
a little
back.
While. Yeah, yeah, it's been a minute or two since you were back here in the studio with us. So I'm glad to see you. And today's topic, I think, is really important. The pros and cons of pets for our seniors. And I love this topic.
I do, too. And I have to tell everyone that it was brought about because day before yesterday, my husband, who we all know has lots of metal in his body, mm-hmm. was walking our dog, Ruger, and Ruger saw a friend, and he pulled Phil over, and he landed on his brand-new hip.
Oh.
And I thought, gee, you know, this it didn't hurt him. He was okay, but it was kind of a scary moment.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, we need to really think about pets. Pets are something that I have had all my life. Most people have had all their lives. And most people can't imagine living without pets. And there are a few of us, Brian and my brother-in-law, who do not own pets and probably would never.
Brian loves dogs, though.
Well, yeah.
Brian's a dog guy. He's not anti-dog. He's just, he doesn't want to have a dog right now because he can't spend enough time with that dog.
And that's what we're going to talk about. If you're going to have pets, can you maintain them? And what is the best way to do that?
Yeah.
The thing about pets is that it does give seniors something to focus on other than themselves and their problems and their aches and their pains. But at the same time, they can be a nightmare. And we've all heard the stories about science saying that pets can bring down blood pressure and all that sort of stuff. There's kind of some controversy on that. And there's some people who agree and there's some people who don't. But let's talk about the pros right off the start.
Sure.
Comfort and companionship. When I'm down in the dumps or when I'm really tired, there's nothing I like more than cuddling up with my animals. And sometimes I don't have any choice because the cats jump in my lap whether I want them or not. But it's still a very nice thing to have somebody there for you when you come home and the house is empty and to have something there. It gives you increased social interaction, and you don't think about it, but I went to the vet yesterday with Ruger, and we spent 30 minutes talking to everybody in the vet except
sure.
for what we needed to be there about.
Yeah.
and when you walk your dog, you run into other people. When you go to dog parks, when you go to the pet store, people love to talk to you about pets. I mean, what was the line when I was much younger is get a dog, it's a great pickup item.
Yeah.
And it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Reduces stress and blood pressure. Like I said, there's a line of whether that's real or not. And it's good unless your pet is ill, and then your blood pressure goes up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's a fine line we have to walk with
of
that.
Of course, that's different. Because they're members of the family, and if you had them for a long time to the point where they're starting to get old and ill,
yeah.
they're like your children. So yeah. so people love them desperately,
yeah.
and it's very hard to watch a pet that you've had for 12, 15 years go the wrong direction.
How long have you had Adrian?
7 years.
Yeah, and see, yeah. That's not a young dog anymore.
No, she's slowing down a little bit. Yeah, you can see she's slowing down a little bit from where she was just a few
right.
years ago. And I mean, there's an inevitability there involved, and we've had other pets that we've had to say goodbye to. It's not a lot of fun, especially
awful.
When you have children in the house, and
oh,
that's
yeah.
all they've ever known. And it's not a lot of fun. But I will tell you, you know, there's the old adage of you're talking about companionship and unconditional love from a dog,
oh, yeah.
for example. I mean, you know, you take and you lock Phil in the
yeah.
back of a trunk of a car for several hours, and then you go open it. He's gonna
strangle
right.
me.
Right, but you go and you lock a dog in a trunk for an hour. As soon as you open that, you're gonna get licked all
oh,
over
yeah.
the face.
He's happy as
unconditional
he can
love
be.
Because
yeah.
he's so happy to see you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is that dogs and then cats, if
cats
you're a cat
can
person.
Can be that way, too, if you have the
if
right
you have the
cat.
Right cat, exactly. Dogs and cats can be phenomenal
yes.
animals. I don't really get a whole lot out of, like, the goldfish or you know, the ones that you can't have any
now,
interaction
be careful
with
birds, because birds yeah. you can have interactions
I didn't say
with.
Birds.
I mean, I knew a kid who had a rat as a pet, and
yeah.
she used to carry it around on her
yeah.
shoulder. Doesn't sound like fun to me, but it meant a lot to her, and when it died, it was horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it. pets are, they're unconditional. And, right. and even cats, even though the cats can be aloof, my cats are very funny because they're very independent. But when I'm not feeling good, boy, they just hover around yeah. me like, what yeah. can I do?
Sure.
So, you know, that's one thing to think about, though. And also think about pets with your dogs particularly. Now, if people in my neighborhood know that my cats go for walks with us. When I walk my dog, my cats walk with us. So it's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're walking your pet, you get exercise.
Yeah.
Even if you have to get up and check on your birds or check on your fish and clean out the aquariums and do all those things, that gives you something and a purpose to do. So there's a new study out, which I thought this was interesting, talking about cats, that somehow cats' owners have a lower chance of dying of heart attacks and stroke than people who don't have cats.
Really?
I don't know what that means, and they're looking into it, but that's kind of a new study.
Hmm.
And it could just be that they're soothing, can be soothing and comforting. There's also that need. Y'all have heard me talk about everybody needs to feel needed.
Right.
Pets make you feel needed.
Absolutely.
You know you have to take care of
right.
them. You know you have to feed them.
Sure.
So that makes you feel important, and again, it makes you feel loved.
Sure.
Tactile. We've talked about that too. People with dementia, they have this thing that they have to touch and pick at everything.
Sure.
And petting a cat or petting a dog, it's soft, it's warm, cats purr
right.
when you pet
there's
them.
There's a response.
Yeah, and there's a mental cognitive stimulation that happens with that. So that's something to think about as well. And I don't know if you have seen, but in our memory care, they make like stuffed cats that have purring mechanisms
right,
in them
right.
so that when you pet them, they purr more.
Right.
And it's really cool.
Right. And that's a good thing because with that, you don't obviously have the responsibility of having to take care of that.
Right.
And you also don't have allergies and things like that.
Allergies are very important
yeah.
in that one.
So there's, and we'll get to that on the other
yeah.
side, on the con side, because
yeah.
some people can't have pets because of that. But, yeah, again, there's just something to the, I don't know, like you said, the what comes along with the affection
yes.
side of a pet, dogs, cats, things like that. I mean, ask yourself this, you know, you can go and have the worst day at work. You come home and a dog just wants a love on you.
Yep.
It's kind of hard to not put some of your stress aside when someone's waiting at the door for you and ready to just
and
love
happy
on
to
you.
See you. Yeah.
It's beyond happy.
Yeah.
Like the whole world revolves around you coming home.
And if you're married, it's not always that way because your spouse might have had a bad day too.
Right.
So you both come in grumpy and
right.
there's that dog going, oh, well, I've missed you all day.
Right.
I'm here to talk to you.
Exactly. I mean, it's an incredibly. I mean, they're angels.
Yeah, well, yeah, they are.
They are in many,
agree.
Many ways. Dogs and pets and cats can be real angels to somebody
yes.
that has had a bad day.
Well, and think about this. And my dog is on such a routine, it's kind of annoying. If I'm not up at 5:30 to walk my dog,
right.
it's not pretty in my house.
Right.
He starts beating on the bed like,
sure.
I'm here and
sure.
I got to go.
Yeah.
So they give you a structure. They give you a routine. And that's something that people need to. We
yeah.
need to
Good
have
point.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Security. I wish Ruger didn't bark at the neighbors when they came home, but he barks when there's somebody in our driveway, and I wouldn't come in my house. He's got a bad bark.
Right.
I know he's just inviting them in for coffee and
right.
donuts,
right.
but, you know.
They don't know that.
They don't know that.
Right.
It scares them.
Right.
There are some comments about the reduction of sundowning for people with who have dementia because it puts them in a routine and a structure. So it kind of, if they wake up in the middle of the night and they're confused and the dog's not cooperating and they kind of understand, it kind of gives them affirmation that it's not the right time.
Right, right.
So that's a good thing, too. It also, sitting down and talking about your past. We've talked about this for people with dementia, how good it is to talk about your past. Well, if you have dogs, you can talk about what your dog used to do as a puppy or what the dog you had before or the cats you
sure.
had before.
Sure.
Talk about their history and remember things and bring those things up in the past. It's always good just to have something positive to be around with
right.
you doing this.
Right.
And again, it gives seniors something to focus on other than their ailments and their problems because you can't worry about your own pains and aches when you're worrying about your dog.
Well said. We'll do a quick timeout, get the Fox Business Report. We're coming back to Positive Points on Aging. Miss Karen's with us. Stick around.
Mornings with Kev. Lakeside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
It's Kev, Brian, and Miss Karen from over at Oakley Village. We're talking about our positive points on aging, and we are doing this every Tuesday from 8:30 until 9 o'clock. It's one of our favorite features that we do here at The Point, and one of our most popular with our listening family here. I really enjoy when Karen comes by and talks with us. Well, thank you. And we come up with some things. Well, let's not say we. Karen and Katie come up with some really topical moments that impact our older listeners and your parents and things like that. And our seniors, we care for, we love, we want what's best for them, the golden years to be special. And so today's topic has been talking all about the pros and cons of having pets.
Yes.
And we've talked about all the benefits. We need to talk about some of the other side of it, on the con side.
Yeah, and this is the sad side, because you have to really think about this. And before we delve into it, I would like you, if you have a family member that's thinking about getting a pet,
mm-hmm.
make sure you all sit down and do the pros and cons list, because you need to think about what's really feasible and not. If you already have a pet, is it older? Is its health in jeopardy? Is that going to cause stress on your loved one? If it is, then you need to step in and help them. Because I know when we had to put down our last dog, Phil just couldn't do it. We almost had to have an intervention. And he, I mean, he's old, but he's not that old.
Right.
And it really was horrible, because it just about killed him to have to put that dog down. But we had to do it. So make sure that you've got a support system if you have pets, particularly if they're older. Sometimes older dogs need special food, and they need special exercise. Can you do those things? Are you able to take care of an older dog? One of the things that they say, if you're looking at getting a dog, you should get, and you're older, you should get a rescue dog that's older. Don't get a puppy. That's all fine and good, but what kind of problems come with a rescue dog? What kind of problems come with having an older dog? How easy is it for you to get your dog to the vet? How easy is it for you to get your dog around? If you don't have somebody who can take you to the vet, then how are you going to get your puppy to the vet if he needs to go? What happens at 3 o'clock in the morning when your dog gets sick and you need to go to the emergency vet? These are things you have to think about. It's not unreasonable, and it happens all the time. Dogs get sick. They get into things. Cats get into things. And so you have to be aware. Can you take care of that pet? Can you get them to the vet? I will say, at Oakley Village, we do allow cats sometimes under special conditions. We do not allow dogs, because most of our residents could not take care of a dog any longer, and it's not reasonable for our staff to do it. So we cannot have dogs at Oakleaf, and it's tough, but it was a decision we had to make, because we ran into a situation where somebody didn't have family to help them with the pet, and our caregivers were doing it, and we decided we can't do that anymore.
You know what? I mean, the reality is, with mom and her kitty cat that she had, Mark and I, of course, would go over. One of us went every day.
Yep.
And we didn't expect the people at the assisted living she was living in to clean the cat's litter.
No.
You know, that was our responsibility, and we knew that. So every day, one of us would go and clean the cat's litter. And we told mom, you don't have to do this. And right. She was like, no, I don't. This is it's no big deal. I'm like, mom, your balance. I'm worried about your balance. I don't want you having to bend down and pick back up. And I don't want you to fall you know, slip and all that. And so we'd go there, and sometimes she'd already have done it. Other times she let us do it like we asked her to. But the point is, you know, that's a responsibility. She did have a cat in assisted living. Yes. And if you're going to have that, it's not fair to other residents if the cat stinks up the whole wing by not cleaning out the litter and keeping the room smelling fresh. That's something that we told the people at this facility. We will take care of this. You do not have to worry about it. You will not know she has a cat.
And that's very important. And most people do understand that. But we have people who say, well, it's a little dog and they use pee-pee pads. Well, that's all fine and good if you can change a pee-pee pad.
Right.
But chances are good they can't.
Right.
And chances are good that then it becomes a hygiene and, I mean, a really nasty problem can occur if you can't do litter boxes and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, no.
So if you
and by the way, in 30 years of radio, that might be the first time anybody on my show ever said the term PP pad.
I know. Isn't that
just
awful?
Yeah, just putting that out there for
okay.
you.
That's okay. Sorry, folks.
That's
it
okay.
is
no,
what
it's,
here.
It's exactly. No, we're not trying to dance around it.
Yeah,
I
just, you can't.
I took notice of that, because I don't get too many firsts on the show.
Leave
at all,
it
Karen.
To me.
So, exactly. Karen always goes there. But yeah, the hygiene of the animal is very important. And whether that's in a home, whether it's in a home or in assisted living, it doesn't matter where we're talking about. I mean, if you can't take care of that animal, I'm using cats, an indoor cat, more than I am even dogs. If you've got like a backyard, a nice fenced-in backyard, you can let your dog go out and go. You know, you can hire a service to come out every week and clean the dog poop up and all that kind of stuff. They have those services now. Yes. But in terms of day-to-day, unless you've got a neighbor or friend or a family member that's going to come over and clean the cat litter on an indoor kitty cat, it's going to stink your house up pretty quickly.
Real quick. And that's just not good for anybody. Here's another one. Do you still travel? If your 70-year-old mother is still traveling and going places, who's taking care of the pet?
Right.
I have trouble with our pets, because our cats are indoor-outdoor cats, I can't just leave them in the house.
Right.
So I have to have somebody to stay at our house to take care of our cats.
Sure.
I know people board dogs all the time, but do you have a pet sitter? Do you have a family member who will take them? How are you going to handle that situation?
It's not inexpensive either.
Oh, no, it's not inexpensive.
Yeah, it could be very pricey if you're going to go on a nice cruise or something like that and be gone for 10 days, 12 days, 14 days.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you know, that's as much as the cruise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the big one is, I have a black cat, and you have to think about these things. Are they a fall risk? I don't see my cat at 2 o'clock in the morning when it's on the middle of the floor and I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to trip over it every time.
Right.
And the numbers are 86,000 people per year go to the emergency room because of dog and cat injuries. So before we have to end today, what I want to talk to you about more than anything is how to consider and what to consider if you're thinking about getting a pet for your loved one, or if your loved one is older and thinking about getting a pet. Again, do you get a young dog or do you get an old dog? Who's going to house train the dog? Who's going to raise the puppy? And this is a really blunt statement. It's worse than the pee-pee pad statement, folks. If you pass away, what happens to that pet? There's nothing sadder than a dog who's lost a loved one, or a cat who's lost somebody that they're used to being around and that person's no longer with them. It's just horrible. So think about things like that. Does your loved one have a disability, and is that disability going to impede them to be able to take care of it? What are the limitations of your loved ones? The cost, we just talked about that. The cost of having a pet is astronomical. But so if you're thinking about getting a pet, or if you think your loved one needs a pet, think about pet therapy. Think about getting them to volunteer at pet shelters and go spend some time there. That's always a good thing to do. Pet therapists can come to your house. You can take them over to the shelter for an hour for them to help just be around pets. Sometimes they just want somebody to be in there to take care of them. That
good
gives
point.
You the contact with an animal, but it also keeps you safe from
falling. It's kind of like grandchildren.
What my notes say. It's like grandkids, you spoil them rotten and then send them home.
Exactly. So that is a good way of looking at it.
Yep.
The important thing is that they can be such a blessing in your life,
but you
don't want to turn a blessing into a curse.
That's right.
You know, and you just so you have to understand that with every pet comes responsibilities, and if you're not capable of fulfilling those responsibilities, then the benefits do not outweigh the negatives.
They don't. And look for an alternative. Shelters are always looking for help. Pet therapists love to come see you. So do think of that.
And if you want, one last thing, before you go and get a pet, you can foster an animal to see if you can handle
it. That's right.
So that's another thing to try it.
So give me a call at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com if you have any other questions and if we can help in any way.
You're the best. Thank you, Ms. Karen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Karen, from over at Oakleaf Village. For Karen, for Brian, I'm Kev. Clear to Close coming up next on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.